Crafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, producer Ramona?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. You sound a little tardy there.
No, just have to touch the button.
Okay.
Here.
Today was one of those rides, Ramona. I mean, everywhere I went. Oh my God. I'm gonna have to start just leaving earlier on Monday. I think I'm leaving plenty of time, but I was here still in plenty of time. But you know, it's like one thing after another. And I get to downtown Anderson and run. Again, these trains never run in downtown Anderson. But again, today, they're running downtown Anderson. They don't actually move. They just put the lights up so you're not supposed to go through. But most people just stop and then go through because there's no gates, okay? So most just stop and go through. They recognize that for whatever reason, they run the bells and everything, but the trains just don't seem to move. Now, maybe they eventually come through. I don't really know. But the problem is, Ramona, buses have to stop at the train tracks, right? So there's a bus that stopped at the train tracks. And I'm going through two ways. So I go through one way, I got to go back through the other way. There's a bus that stopped, and the vehicles are lining up behind the bus. The problem is there's no one in the bus. There are no passengers in the bus. There's nobody in the bus.
I thought you meant it was abandoned.
Well, it basically was because the bus is not moving. Okay, the bus is not moving. And when I go back through, Mona, there's a line that's endless. Like, for the people who are behind the bus. And I'm wondering, okay, what am I going to do? I already know that there's no one in the freaking bus. That you need to go around the bus. The bus is clearly stranded, all right? But I have no way of telling all the people in front of me this news. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm just locked in behind all these vehicles.
Oh, no.
The only good news was eventually they all started to turn around. And I'm thinking, yeah, turn around, turn around, turn around, turn around, turn around, so I can go past the bus.
Right, right.
Because I'm wondering why, if the bus driver is still in the car, why the bus driver is not actively waving people on. Maybe they're armed up. Maybe
don't they have flashers?
I don't know. Well, the flashers are on. That's the problem. So
that's their regular. That's their "I'm stopping here" flashers.
Well, I don't know, but But eventually, enough of them decided to go the other way that finally the two at the front realized, oh, there's nobody in this bus, so we'll just go around it. And then I went around it. That's how I finally got through. But in any case, we have a million things to do. Oh, by the way, you know, we're talking football tonight, as you would expect, but there's an enormous basketball game tomorrow. Enormous. I mean, one of the biggest regular season games in Clemson basketball friggin' history tomorrow. Clemson, BYU, Madison Square Garden. We're going to talk about that at some point. So, Jackson Wall, it's hammer time. Exactly, because I said let's go. I have so, there are so many disingenuous phonies in all this, Ramona, and the worst of them is Kirk Herbstreit. Kirk Herbstreit is a friggin' disgrace. He is a complete and total sellout, a complete embarrassment. It wasn't enough. What is all this on my computer? What is all this? I don't even know what all this crap is. Can you just give me my normal friggin' page, please? Holy crap. I don't know what the answer to that is. Maybe not. I guess we'll see. All right. Okay, here we go. All right, let's see if we can get to Twitter. But Kirk Herbstreit is the ultimate phony. I mean, Herbstreit, while defining the Alabama loss to Georgia, said, you know, maybe if Alabama, again, I have the exact quote, but the gist of it was, I'm trying to wait for my stuff to open here, but the gist of it was, that maybe if Alabama had lost in blowout fashion, maybe we could have done something else. I'm sorry, what? What? You disingenuous phony? Maybe if Alabama had lost in blowout fashion or in convincing fashion. I'm sorry, what do you think that was? They got slaughtered. They look like a high school team against Georgia. It wasn't Georgia was great. It's Alabama's suckitude. They were awful. They got blown the frig out. What are you talking about? They had -3 rushing yards. Somebody put up a chart of all the rushing yards in the SEC from this past week, and of course, most teams didn't play. And so you have the teams at the top, and then you have 0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0 all the way down to Alabama, who's dead last. They actually played. They had -3 rushing yards. -3. What are you talking about? They had 60 total yards at the half. These people used to talk about eye test. It's amazing how they changed their tune. It's amazing. You know, I lost all respect for Herbstreit last year when he tried to defend the indefensible, and he came back and he did it again this year. I am completely out on him. He is the shilliest of the shills. He's an absolute embarrassment at this point. You know, it's funny because people used to respect that guy. I don't think anybody respects him anymore, and nobody should. I mean, he takes money to express a team point of view. That's the reality. He is an absolute shill and nothing more than that. He is a paid propagandist for the SEC narrative. That's what he is. Because there's no way you can make an argument for Alabama. You can save it. They look like crap against South Carolina. They look like crap against LSU. They look like crap against Auburn. And it's only in the last couple days that they started bringing up this notion of championship game as bonus game. This is what they said, Ramona. They said championship game as bonus game. I've made that argument ever since the inception of this, and no one wanted to hear it. But suddenly it's a convenient argument the last 2 days of this process. So championship game as bonus game. You get that, Ramona? You following that? Championship game as bonus game? What, in other words, You achieved. You got there. So no matter what you do, it doesn't matter because that's an extra game that shouldn't count against you. The funny part is if you win it, it counts for you. So that really doesn't work completely from a conceptual standpoint. But you want to know when it really doesn't work? You want to know when championship game as bonus game really doesn't work? It doesn't work when you took all the other championship losers and you demoted them. You defeated your own argument. BYU lost their championship game to number four and awesome Texas Tech. You demoted them. Virginia lost their championship. You demoted them. Even Ohio State, you demoted. You had no choice. But you demoted champions or losers of championship games. You demoted them. Who didn't you demote? Who lost? Alabama. In fact, you raised them. You raised them last week. Bavakwa, the AD of Notre Dame, is an absolute clown show, but he was right about one thing. You raised Alabama last week, and your rationale for raising them was that they went on fourth and two against Auburn. I'm sorry. What? What on earth did you say? They went on fourth and two and converted against Auburn, and that last week was your rationale for raising Alabama? I'm sorry, Auburn sucks. Why on earth was Alabama needing to go on fourth and two to beat sucky Auburn? What we have is a sham. This committee seemed to represent most of the year, and they got to the end, and they set the whole thing on fire. We have a sham. There's no one on earth who believes that Alabama on a neutral field right now would beat Notre Dame or Miami. Nobody believes that. Nobody. But we had to promote an SEC agenda and get a fifth team in. A fifth team from a conference that hasn't even competed for a national title the last 2 years, and I'm not sure they're going to compete for one this year. The choice shouldn't have been Notre Dame or Miami. It should have been Notre Dame and Miami and no Alabama, and the whole world knows it. But you've got this absolute moron, Herb Street, who's just a complete phony shill, who is out there, again, promoting this all-Alabama agenda just as he did a year ago. Maybe if Alabama, you know, had been blown out. Again, what does it take? Herb Street, to be a blowout in a championship game. Hey, listen, genius, it's a championship game. The teams are supposed to be relatively competitive. It was a two-point line. It was a two-point line. The spread was two. When one team wins by 21, then, is that a blowout? When the losing team has minus 3 yards, is that a blowout? When the team that loses has 60 total yards at the half, is that a blowout? If not, then for the love of all that's holy, please explain to me what exactly a blowout is in a championship game. What did he mean, Herb Street? Did he mean 60 to nothing? There was no reason for Georgia to score. They knew Alabama couldn't score if you left them by themselves in the building. Alabama flat out sucked down the stretch, and you know it, and every other tool who works for that network knows it. You all know it. They were an embarrassment down the stretch of the season. They were awful. Tell me when they played well. I told you that Simpson was fading to black because they have no run game. I got one more who says, well, will Jam Miller play? I don't give a rat's A whether Jam Miller plays or not. Jam Miller's a Jag and always been a Jag. What do you think he is, Derrick Henry? But we had to listen to that. We watched Alabama move up last week because, according to the chair, According to Juracek, Chairman Juracek, sounds like a communist leader. Chairman Juracek said that Alabama moved up because they converted a 4th-and-2 against Auburn. Auburn. That's why they moved up. That was a lie. Okay, that was all a lie. Nobody moves up by virtue of converting a 4th down against Auburn. That's where the laugh track should have started. And it continued. And it continued. And so they were dead set on finding a way to get Alabama in the game, even though they have 3 losses, even though they have the worst loss of any contending team in the entire year to Florida State, even though the last half of the season they've been absolutely awful, and they can't score if you leave them by themselves in the building, and they've not topped 29 in 6 games, even though all those things are true, even though the eye test says they're unbelievably ugly. You know, in past years, they would always talk about things like, well, this team doesn't have defense, or this team doesn't have a run game, or this team doesn't have. Does Alabama have a run game? Do we tell them they didn't have a run game before the year? Is that the worst run game of any team in consideration for the playoffs? Yes. How is that not a defining element of this conversation? That other teams can run the ball and Alabama simply can't. How is that not a defining element? Most disingenuous, phony, hogwash I've ever heard. Again, their last bastion was to try the bonus game thing, and then they demoted other teams who lost the bonus game. Not Alabama. Alabama was the one that they didn't touch. Alabama got blown off the frigging field and stayed right where they were. Amazing. Amazing. The argument never should have been Notre Dame or Miami. The argument should have been get rid of Alabama because they don't belong. And it's obvious they don't belong. And any 8-year-old anywhere in America can pick out the team that doesn't belong. And sorry, Herb Street, they got absolutely slaughtered. Absolutely embarrassed. They were never competitive in any way, shape, or form. And the worst part is, dude, you know it. You 100% know it, but that's not what you said, is it? Quick break.
You know, everyone says that they'll start after the holidays, and that's exactly why most people never tackle weight loss. But right now with PhD Weight Loss, they're making it easier than ever to start before the new year with a bonus designed to get you going. They're adding 2 free weeks to the program. That means you can ramp up during the holidays and start the new year already working towards your goals. Those 2 free weeks, that means you won't roll into the new year feeling behind. You'll hit the month of January already losing, already feeling better, and already in control. Thanks to PhD's Metabolic Reset System, it teaches your body to burn the fat first, without drugs, starvation diets, or endless workouts. Just a smart, science-based system that fits real life. And when you mention 2 weeks on the phone, the consultation fee is completely waived, as well as the cost of the food during the program. There's no reason to wait, no reason to repeat last year. Give PhD Weight Loss a call today and start 2026 ahead. At 864-644-1900, that's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Did you know State Credit Union now offers the same services big banks offer? Services like online account opening, online loan applications, mobile banking, remote check deposit, person-to-person transfers, electronic signatures, and more. All with better interest rates and lower fees than the big banks. Check them out today and see why over 600 people per month are joining State Credit Union. Visit them online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Shop the widest array of brands at Spectrum Paint, including Benjamin Moore Paints, Pittsburgh Paints, Rust-Oleum, Graco, Remobio, Ready Seal, Renner Wood Coatings, and more. Projects large and small, whether professionals or do-it-yourselfers, we have the coating, supplies, and expertise to take care of you. Visit us at spectrumpaint.com to find the location nearest you or connect with our local sales team.
Your holiday party doesn't need another banquet room. Take your team to Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym. It's active, social, and fun for all ages and fitness levels. Want more space? They can arrange a private room. Want to bring your own food? No problem. Celebrate together this holiday season, bonding, laughing, and climbing. Reserve your date now at blockhaven.com/groups. That's blockhaven.com/groups.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Holidays are quickly approaching, and there is no better way to shop for Western and workwear fashion for men, women, and children than at Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney. If you hurry in now, you can save 10% by just mentioning the Roar FM. This excludes firearms. We also carry hunting and fishing clothes, gear, and supplies. With brands like Carhartt, Ariat, Cinch, Wrangler, and many more, you can get everything you need in one stop. Visit today right off I-85 at exit 90 or 92, just down Peachoid Road.
Never have I ever called my sister from the finish line of my first marathon.
Hello?
You won't believe where I am.
Are you running?
Mile 26. I'm gonna make it.
Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e with its advanced camera system on us. Plus, two lines for just $30 a line.
Guys, I can't believe it.
I knew you could do it, babe.
That was amazing.
Mom, how do you feel?
I feel great. I can't feel my feet. Let's take a picture. And then you may carry me to the car.
Share every stride, every mile, every memory on America's best network. Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e on us. And two lines for just $30 a line.
With 24 monthly bill credits and two eligible port-ins on Essentials 55 Plus for well-qualified customers with autopay plus taxes, fees, and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact us. Finance agreement 128GB $599.99 required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
Good choice, Ramona. Look. This is what this clown show Herb Street actually said. This is a quote, okay? I put this on Twitter. This is a quote. Maybe if the SEC championship game had been an embarrassment to Alabama. I mean, it's like almost too laughable. Okay, so define then, Herb Street, exactly what an embarrassment to Alabama would be. This is Alabama. This is the team that Nick Saban coached. Do you think Nick Saban would have considered losing by 21 to Georgia in an SEC championship game an embarrassment? What would you define as embarrassment then, Herb Street? Exactly what would the level have needed to be? I'm just curious. I mean, minus 3 rushing yards is not embarrassing? Minus 3. People tell me that's the best offensive line in America. People wanted to give that offensive line the Joe Moore Award before the year. Parker Brailsford said, we're the best offensive line in America. Okay, that's the best offensive line in America, and minus 3 rushing yards isn't an embarrassment? How about 60 yards in the first half? Is that an embarrassment? How about the fact that Georgia didn't even care where they friggin' ran offense because they didn't need to? Does that qualify as an embarrassment? How about losing by 21 in a championship game? Is that an embarrassment? Apparently not. What does define? I'm curious, Herb Street. This is Alabama, okay? This is Alabama, right? With the brilliant DeBoer and Grubb and all those geniuses. What exactly defines embarrassment then? Because I'm thinking Nick Saban saw embarrassment on Saturday. I'm thinking that Nick Saban was pretty embarrassed by that performance against Georgia on Saturday. I'm thinking he would define that as embarrassment. Mighty Alabama. I'm just curious. I'm curious in Herb Street's little mind, what exactly would constitute an embarrassment? I'm going to tell you something right now. The only respectable person in that entire outfit at all when it comes to anything SEC is Booger McFarland. Now, Booger says some things that are borderline outlandish. I'll grant you that. But he's the only friggin' guy at that entire network who has testicles. The rest of them are all propagandist eunuchs. That's what they are. Every last stinking one of them. And the worst of them is Herb Street. He's just an utter embarrassment at this point. An absolute disgrace. That's what he is. No one cares anything about what he thinks anymore because he doesn't think anymore. You know, he used to be a guy that you thought had a little integrity, gave you a little honesty. He's the exact opposite now. He's just a complete and total in-the-tank shill. I can't even get past this line. Maybe if the SEC championship game had been an embarrassment to Alabama, then maybe you could have demoted Alabama. Lord Almighty. I mean, like anyone on earth defined that game as anything other than an utter embarrassment to Alabama. Whole world knows. Okay? You're a phony, and the whole world knows. The whole world knows Notre Dame would drag that team. Whole world knows Miami would drag that team. What do you think Miami would have done to that team on Saturday? What do you think Miami would have done? Beat them 40 to nothing? Probably. Yeah, probably. And Notre Dame would have woodshedded them too. The whole thing is utterly laughable. Absolutely utterly laughable. I don't know what I just did here, Ramona. You're going to have to put Rudy up.
Good killer.
Rudy, how are you? I got it back. Rudy, good to have you.
Hey, my friend, how are you doing? Good.
Yeah, thank you, Rudy.
Hope you had a good weekend. Yeah, sure. Other than watching this clown show that CFP's doing.
Yeah, until all this nonsense.
The clown show, yeah.
Right.
Anyway, Walt, let me ask you about South Carolina real quick, and then I'm going to ask you a question about the CFP. So I was told by a Carolina fan at work that they are targeting, and he's the leader in the clubhouse, Kendall Browse, for the offensive coordinator. Do you think that's good? And
yeah.
Do you think that'll make Sellers stay?
Well, I can't say it would make Sellers stay, but I think it would be a good move for South Carolina. I think Browse is a bright offensive mind. His father, even though he wasn't a great person,
he's more of an air raid guy, right?
Well, it's not really air raid. No, it may have air raid principles, but it's not really pure air raid. Look, I think he believes in his father's philosophy, which also included running the ball.
Okay. Yeah, but you think it'd be a really good hire for South Carolina?
I do. Yeah, I do.
If they could bring him from, I think is it TCU? Yeah, he's been under Sonny Dykes for, a couple of years now?
Yeah, I think he's a bright offensive mind, and I think he comes off a really bright offensive mind trick.
Okay. Well, I'll take this off the air, Walt. And, I can't wait to hear you discuss this later on. I couldn't wait for your Monday show. But
thank you.
Don't you think that Notre Dame and Miami both deserve to be ahead of Alabama?
Of course.
I appreciate you taking my call, my friend.
Yeah. Thank you, Rudy. Of course. Yeah. I mean, obviously. The whole world believes it. Herb Street believes it. He just won't say it. That's what's really bad. I mean, these people used to talk about the eye test, and then they talk about things like, well, you know, this team's defense isn't very good, or this team's run game isn't very good, or that kind of stuff. How does Alabama win on any of those, by any of those measures? How do they win? Now, they just use whatever they want, whatever's convenient. And again, the most convenient thing of late was the bonus game thing. That was the saving grace. That was their little ace in the hole. They were saving that one. The bonus game. Alabama playing the bonus game. The problem is they didn't legislate it or adjudicate it the same way they did in any of the other conference championship games. So that throws the bonus argument out too. The bonus game argument out too. The last bastion, last place they had to stand was the bonus game thing, and then they threw that away by penalizing the losers of all the other bonus games, except that one. I mean, the whole thing is just so phony. It's hard to believe. You have got to get ESPN's Homer tentacles out of this mix somehow. Now, look, there may be a little bit of salvation coming. I mean, look, listen, does anyone really think that the championship team of this whole thing is coming from the SEC? I don't. I've had the same three teams at the top for I don't know how long, and that's Ohio State, Indiana, and Texas Tech. And to me, the fourth team is Oregon. I think you get to five and you're talking Georgia. And I don't think the rest of that league is worth a crap. But they have half the field. The SEC has half the field. Five of the 10 teams. I'm not counting Tulane and James Madison. There should have been guardrails against two of those teams. I'm not even counting those teams. All right. So of the real teams, there are 10 spots. The SEC has five of the 10. 50% of the field. You know, the SEC didn't even get to the national championship game the last 2 years. It's not just they didn't win, they didn't even get to the game the last 2 years. They now have five of the 10 spots. They have a full half of the field. Let me tell you something, SEC, right now. You got your little wish, okay? But don't come back at any of the rest of us. If you don't complete this deal and win the national championship with half the field, don't ever come back again and talk about your superiority, okay? Because the whole friggin' thing is slanted towards you now. They have basically granted you a national championship. All you've got to do is, no one else has anywhere near the number of teams. Even the Big Ten is three. You have five. Five. Because we had to jam Alabama into it. A team that everyone knows at this point is not deserving. Everyone knows. And Herb Street knows it too. And you know what the worst part of it is? He knows it better than most. He's not dumb. I've never said he's dumb. He knows how to evaluate. He knows how to analyze. So no one knows the truth more than that dude, but that's not what he gave us, is it? I don't know how they do it. Seriously, I don't know how they do it. I don't care what the amount of money is. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how you don't have integrity, the people who listen. I don't understand how you do it. I don't know how you don't tell them to shove off and just walk off. I get the money. Once upon a time, long ago, when I worked at this radio station, I told them to kick rocks live on air and quit because of something that I thought was so ridiculous and offensive, and that I was not going to lie to my listeners. And they begged me to come back, and I told them, shove off. And I quit live on air. Now, it's not talking about that amount of money, but I can tell you this. If they ever made me do the things that that guy is doing, I would, in 2 seconds, quit. I don't care. I'd rather live in a cardboard box. Then promote a ridiculous agenda and say ridiculous things. What is it I always say, Ramona? Whenever you attempt to defend the indefensible, you're guaranteed to look like an idiot. So you got a smart guy who looks like the biggest idiot on earth because he keeps attempting to defend the indefensible. I mean, Ramona, I punched the friggin' table before. I mean, I'm like, Butch and Malcolm, I'm coming right to you. I need a break to cool down. Butch and Malcolm, coming right to you.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number. One Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, do we need to start thinking about pruning our shrubs?
You know, we generally prune in the spring because they're growing like crazy and through the summer. But the fall's not a bad time to prune. They're going into a dormancy. If you can get in there and prune them, specifically hand prune those shrubs, they'll do so much better. And you can preserve the buds so the flowers come out better. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
How can you make her holiday truly special? By giving some Christmas magic from Turner's Jewelers. The perfect necklace, earrings, or watch will make her season bright. Choose from a variety of breathtaking collections. Or melt her heart with a spectacular Turner's custom jewelry design. Of course, Santa could decide to leave a dazzling engagement ring under the tree. Your special holiday begins at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center.
Harrison's is the home of Work Western and WOW! For nearly 30 years, our family has been boots on the ground when it comes to work. The key to our success is great partners like Ariat. We have the largest selection of Ariat in the Carolinas. Need comfortable work boots? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Want to show out at the rodeo? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Looking to WOW on date night? Yep, Ariat. Work staples, Western favorites, and casual styles to WOW any crowd. Shop Ariat at Harrison's in Malden and Spartanburg or online at harrisonsusa.com.
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Service in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Service build it for you. Golf Cart Service is your authorized club car dealer in the upstate where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more, or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your club car Onward today and really enjoy life.
At Target, great memories start with great prices. Get gingerbread house kits for just $12, plus all the Wondershop baking must-haves. Gather the whole fam, grab some gingerbread kits, and start building sweet moments together. Then keep the joy rolling, baking up tasty treats with Wondershop that'll make the season a blast. Make unforgettable memories with incredible prices on gingerbread kits and Wondershop baking essentials. And step into the holidays, only at Target. Restrictions apply.
The Roar, your home for all things analytics and salary cap analysis.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm five?
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Can't tell you how perfect a choice that was. It made me smile for the first time. Because I'm thinking.
You like that one?
Yeah, because I'm thinking of gunning them all down. You know, Booger can stay. Booger has some wild opinions at times, but at the very least, he is the only guy. I mean, he was on stage in studio talking about how badly. How bad Alabama was and how Georgia just destroyed them. And he at least had the integrity to say the obvious, whereas other people, most notably Herb Street, tried to sell this line, quote, maybe if the SEC championship game had been an embarrassment to Alabama, then maybe you could have lowered Alabama. Maybe if the SEC championship, this was after the game. Maybe if the SEC championship game had been an embarrassment to Alabama. Yeah, let's ask Nick, find out whether that was an embarrassment. Malcolm, how are you, Malcolm?
Well, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine, Malcolm. Thank you.
Well, why don't you learn to tell us how you really feel about things?
It's just the second year in a row, the same guy, the same nonsense, and I'm just sick to death of it, and so is the nation. I mean...
Minus 3 yards rushing, Walt.
Right. But that's not an embarrassment. That's not an embarrassment. And you know, Malcolm, again, the worst part is nobody knows this more than that guy. So, nobody knows how embarrassing that was more than that guy. And yet, that's not what he told us.
I'll agree with that, Walt. But I want to ask you this.
Because he's not dumb. From an analysis standpoint, he actually, at least he used to, he used to do a good job. He knew what was going on. He knows the game. He's not dumb. So,
but that's, you have to follow the company line, don't you? I mean, that's what he's doing. But I'm going to ask you this: why do we have Tulane and James Madison? I know are we giving them a participation award for the season? Because they realistically they have no shot. I think Tulane got boat raced by.
Yeah,
Ole Miss.
They turned it over a bunch of times in that game. I sort of think Tulane will give Ole Miss a little bit of a game. I think they come out of a league that was really good this year. There was a lot of competition in that league, and Ole Miss is a little, suspect right now given everything that's happened. I sort of think Tulane is going to compete in that game. I do not think they're going to get embarrassed. I don't think they win, but I don't think they get embarrassed. Whereas James Madison has just no shot against Oregon. No shot that I can say.
Okay, I give you one. Yeah, I give you Tulane to an extent, but there's no way that James Madison is going to stay with
Oregon. No, you, look, it's just stupid. Okay, it's stupid that you have two teams in here taking up spots, and that's part of the problem too. It's part of why we wind up in this argument. Here's what's going to happen, Malcolm. January 23rd or 26th. I can't read my own writing. Okay, I can't read my writing, Malcolm. But it's either January 23rd or 26th, 2026. I think it's the 23rd. That's the drop-dead date, all right? In other words, they are going to have to make a decision by that date, which is coming up quickly, whether the field expands to 16 next year. And I believe, Malcolm, that on January 23rd, we are going to learn that the field is expanded to 16 teams. And I think that's going to be the first answer. So let me fix this, okay? Because I can fix this whole thing in 2 seconds, at least most of it, all right? First of all, you've got to put an upper limit on the number of bids any one conference can have. You have to. You absolutely have to. There's got to be some sort of cap to that. But you expand the field to 16 games, and you still allow G5 teams to get in the playoff, but their guaranteed path to a G5 making the playoff is they have to be in the top 16 of the final poll.
I was thinking the same thing, Walt, with the top 16. I said top 20, but top 16 sounds better.
Yeah, make them get in the top 16, and the only way they're going to do that is by beating somebody of worth. You know, they're not going to be able to play nobody, and so that'll be the only way they can do that. Now, their contention will be that, well, the big teams won't schedule them, and I get that, but that's just the way it has to be. So one spot, and again, it's got to be a team that finishes in the final 16 of the poll.
Well, can I just go off top for 1 second and ask you one question?
Yeah.
When is going to be the next time OKC loses the game? That team is loaded.
Yeah, they're incredible. I mean, they've got the best player on the planet,
you're right. I haven't seen. I don't know what he's like off the court, but I had never seen a superstar like SGA that's as humble as he is right now.
Right,
and I think he comes up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no, 100%. They're incredible, and they were incredible last year, and now they're even better. So, yeah, they're unbelievable. But I'm tired of all the nonsense. I think expansion takes away some of this power as long as you just don't allow them to keep funding SEC teams into it. I know the SEC was talking about the SEC model was five at most, and the Big Ten actually wants 24 teams. I don't care how you do it, but I think the way that NIL and the portal has spread out college football and talent around it and coaching around it, I think you have to allow for more teams, and certainly not this mess. But I mean, you have 1/6 of the teams that no one believes can beat any of the other teams in the field. And that's a problem. One spot, but this situation never should have happened. In part, the ACC's at fault. Look, I presented this theory on as soon as this was happening, when Reese Davis was speaking to Juracek and asking him over and over again. Brooks, I'm coming right to you. Asking Juracek over and over again about why Notre Dame and Miami would flip at this point in the process when he had it the other way all around, and Juracek wasn't giving a straight answer, and Davis, to his credit, was dissatisfied with the responses he was getting, so he kept pressing the issue. I provided what the answer was. The answer was they weren't letting two ACC teams in. It's that simple. Virginia changed the nature of this. Whether people think this should happen or not is of no consequence. It's what happened. Trust me, it's what happened. That's why they can't answer it. If Virginia had won the ACC title, Notre Dame would have been over Miami. They were not putting two ACC teams in. They just weren't. They were not going to do it. The league didn't play well this year, didn't look good, and they were not putting two teams from this league in. They were not going to do it. So when Virginia lost, that changed everything. It just did. We're talking about subtle change, a subtle tilt. But I'm 100% convinced of this. I just am. You can talk to the hand. I'm 100% convinced that had Virginia won, Notre Dame would have been in, not Miami. The reality is Notre Dame and Miami both should have been in. I haven't even got to what Notre Dame did. I was all for Notre Dame. I was pro Notre Dame. I was ranting for Notre Dame. I understood the way they felt and everything yesterday. And then all of the goodwill that they had built up, just like Lane Kiffin. They pissed it away in a second. Brooks, how are you?
Doing well, Walt. How about you?
Good, Brooks. Thanks for getting in.
All this. Yeah, I was just chiming in. It's just crazy parody. I agree with a lot of what you're saying. I think, you know, if there's the one case for Alabama, it's that they had probably better wins than Notre Dame or Miami, but I still think, you know, Notre Dame and Miami both had good wins.
All right, let me ask you this. Let me defeat that, okay? And this is not
okay.
– and I'm not going after you. I'm going after all the people that I hear make the same kind of arguments. You're right, okay? Alabama, if you want to find the one area where Alabama had an advantage, they had better wins. But how far back do you have to look to find those wins? And the answer is
right
back to the first half of the season. All right. So then my next point would be, okay, if you're willing to look back to the first half of the season to find those wins, then you better look back to game one and find the worst loss of any team in the entire playoff field by far.
Oh yeah. And I agree. I think, I guess just trying to put myself in the committee's shoes.
Right.
That's the only logic I could.
Yeah, I'm not taking this out on you, Brooks, just to be clear. I'm not mad at you.
Oh, yeah, but it was just one of those things that it's crazy to think about. Last year we were talking about whether 9-3 teams should have been in, and the truth is we had four teams that were major college players that were, you know, only had two losses that didn't get in this year. You know, Utah, BYU, Vanderbilt, and Notre Dame.
Yep.
So it's kind of wild just to think. I feel like that really speaks to the parity more than anything else. But yeah, I mean, I still think if you look at Vanderbilt, they had a good case, although theirs is maybe a little similar to Notre Dame in that just their biggest games of the year they didn't win. But
you know what's not similar, Brooks, though? What's not similar is that that Clark Lee handled that with remarkable class.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you heard their comments, but, you know, basically they looked inward. They said, you know, look, we don't have anybody to blame but ourselves. We had chances against Alabama and Texas, and if we had won either of those games, we would have been in. That's what Vanderbilt said. I mean, the absolute epitome of class is the way Lee and Vanderbilt handled it, and the way Notre Dame handled it was just despicable.
I agree. I think it was just, I mean, I have no other good way to describe it other than just kind of lame. Like, you know, like there's obviously the playoff element of college football, and that's kind of taken over the sport and all that sort of thing. But I have so many fun memories myself of going to, you know, even lower tier bowl games.
Yeah.
Like, I got to go to Boise, Idaho when Clemson played in the Humanitarian Bowl in 2001. And, you know, I was 10 years old, and that was such a fun trip. It was like the first time I went out west, and it snowed at the game, and I thought that was like the greatest thing ever.
God, it's hard to believe that was that long ago. It doesn't seem like that long ago.
That's true. I was 10, and I'm 33 with three kids now, so it's a little different.
There you go.
But yeah, I just think of, like, you know, there's some Notre Dame fans that they're denied that experience of, you know, going to a fun Florida bowl game that, heck, I mean, in Orlando, maybe you go to Disney or something like that.
Yeah, it's funny. I heard Sam mention something with Kwok on my way in, and I would agree with this 100%. And that is that, you know, he said, look, that may have been the emotion of the moment, but ask those kids again a week or 2 weeks later whether they want to go to a bowl and play their last game with their buddies, and they would have 100% had a change of heart. I agree with that completely. I think it's short-sighted. I think it was an emotional knee-jerk reaction, and I think it just does not look good for Notre Dame and the way they handled this at all. I thought it was really a complete embarrassment. I thought Bavakwa basically slapped a scarlet letter on himself in much the same way that Kirk Herbstreit did.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting the part about Notre Dame was kind of going after the ACC too,
yeah,
about trying to promote Miami. That was kind of an odd story. It rubbed me a little weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just completely classless on the part of Bavacqua and Notre Dame. And oh, how quickly they forget. Because when Notre Dame and COVID had no games and no resources to have games, it was the ACC who extended them a lifeline and saved their A, but they don't care about any of that now.
Yep. Yep. I remember it.
Yep, exactly. Thank you, Brooks. Good talking.
Well, thanks for letting me
yeah,
100%. Join the discussion. And
100%. Thank you, Brooks. Yeah, look, I thought what Bavacqua did and said was disgraceful, and we'll let you hear it. Let me tell you about Bend Equipment and Supply. Listen, they're the absolute best. BendEquipment.com is the website. That's your portal for all your information. BendEquipment.com. Check out the website. Bend Equipment and Supply has been in business a quarter century, four locations, 1403 Piedmont Highway, Piedmont, 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck, 101 Stribling Road, Westminster, 1897 US 76, Hiawassee, Georgia, providing with the equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the hauling to get the job done. Built to care, built to last, big enough to handle it, small enough to care. Just a great marriage between Takeuchi and Bend Equipment. You can't go by a construction site in the upstate without seeing this marriage. Takeuchi came up with the world's first compact excavator in 1970, the world's first compact track loader in the mid-1980s. They're your source for all your rental needs, all your masonry needs, largest supplier of scaffold in the upstate, sales, rental, service, parts. They do it all. They have it all. Trust me. Listen, you know how this goes. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett. It's exactly what I did when I needed an excavator, a Takeuchi excavator on my property. Got it from Bennett, from the Westminster location to be specific. Walt Tip Tula Road Rage, quick break. We'll talk a little bit about Notre Dame.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
When is a symphony actually a rock show? When the Black Jacket Symphony comes to town. Experience the era of Yacht Rock live as top-tier musicians recreate iconic albums, note for note, sound for sound, with stunning precision. It's not just a concert. It's a masterclass in rock nostalgia and sonic perfection. Catch the magic December 20th at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. Tickets at walhallapac.com. Don't miss a night of legendary music. You'll never hear rock the same way again.
One size doesn't fit all. Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block parties, all back and all better with Underdog. That's right, with the NBA and college hoops in full swing, I'm playing Underdog basically every night, and you can too. In fact, you should. You just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like points, rebounds, assists, steals, blocks, etc., etc. It's amazing. And if you do a good job, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash just by knowing ball. It's amazing how that works. And as easy as it is to play underdog during basketball season, it's even easier to get started. Download the app today and use promo code OOB to score.